Well, I feel like I have a message from the Lord tonight, and I trust that you give me your earnest attention, give the word of the Lord your earnest attention. I have a scripture I'd like to start with in the fourth chapter of John and the 35th verse. John 4 and 35 says, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." The fields, they are white and they are already to harvest. I suppose that it is normal. Well, it is. I don't have to suppose. It's normal to, in the normal, natural way of things, to plant, and then you wait for, in this case, it said 4 months for the harvest to come. But the Lord had a particular message He was trying to get over to those that He was speaking to in this passage, and He has a message that He wants to get to us today. A message that is vital, real, and critical that we get a hold of for ourselves. He said, you know that in the normal sequence of things, you say it takes 4 months from seed time to harvest. But He said, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look, because the fields, they're white and they're ready to harvest. I want to tell you the way that it came to me. When it comes to the things of the Lord, when it comes to the spreading of the gospel, when it comes to having a spiritual sense of urgency, now is the accepted time. Today is the accepted time. It's so human, isn't it, to put off and to delay action? And it seems like that so often there is always a more convenient time. It seems like there's a more convenient time to yield your members as instruments of righteousness, is it not? I mean, isn't there always, it seems like, a more convenient time to give your all on the altar? You know, you can look at your lives and you can think about the interests that you have and the things that you would like to do in life and what attracts the flesh. And when you think about it very long, you can always come up with reasons why there's a more convenient time somewhere down the road. I heard a man say one time, "Let other people have the reasons. You do the right thing." Now is the day of salvation. The Lord wants us to feel a sense of urgency that now is the day of salvation. Now is the day to act. The Lord doesn't need a whole bunch of time for His power to have effect in my life and to have an effect in your life. And He said here, lift up your eyes now, today. Lift your eyes up. You know, when you look at something and you divert your attention to something, did you know that you're necessarily taking your eyes off something else? And when He says here, lift up your eyes, I'd ask this question. Lift up your eyes from what? What do we so often have our eyes on? Do you know that the world provides so many distractions to put our eyes on. And I just hear the Lord telling us, every age group that is in here tonight, calling you by name, Rod, lift up your eyes from the distractions of this world. Lift up your eyes from the fear that you may have. Lift up your eyes from focusing on your own inadequacies. Lift up your eyes from the intoxication of self-interest. Lift your eyes up from that. There's a reason why the Lord, in the 21st chapter of Luke, He said, "Take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged." Overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. And so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all of them that dwell on the face of the old earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things and to stand before the Son of Man. He's talking to all of us. He's talking to me. He's talking to you, regardless of where you are. Take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged. We can say, oh, well, he sounds like he's talking to some pretty bad actors, you know, surfing and drunkenness. Listen, we can be intoxicated with self-interest. The world is intoxicated with self-interest. The world is intoxicated with all that this world has to offer. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, our own agendas. We're intoxicated with it. And I hear the Lord saying, look, lift your eyes up from that. Get a vision of something that's greater than that. There's something that's greater than your own agenda. There's something greater than your own weaknesses. There's something greater than your own interests. Lift up your eyes and see something. See something that I've put my hand on. Lift up your eyes from things temporal. Lift up your eyes from things that aren't going to last. Lift your eyes up from that. And look. Lift up your eyes from the place of spiritual laziness, spiritual sleepiness. You know, people, they start to go out on you. And their eyes, they start looking down. And I can hear the Lord saying, lift your eyes up. Wake up. Look. There's something here for you. I have called your name. I have a place for you. Yes, I know your weaknesses. Yes, I know brother and sister so-and-so have some strengths that you don't have. Yes, I know that they have what you think would put them in a better position to do something with the harvest that is out there. But I have for you a place, a special place. You, and He called us by name and He says, lift up your eyes. Lift your eyes up and look. It's time now for my work and my power to have an effect in your life and on the lives of other people. May God help us this morning, tonight, that our eyes would be enlightened with the opportunity that is out there before us, with the responsibility that we have, every one of us. We have a responsibility. You know that? You don't live under yourselves. As much as it would be really nice for me to say, well, it's just between me and myself and I. And no one else should look at me and it's just me. I might go a step further. I might say, it's just between me and God. That's all it is, just me and God. Well, that would be convenient sometimes. But that is not the reality of the situation. We have a responsibility, and people are watching us. People need you. You are important to other people. God has a place for you. You have a greater effect on other people than what you realize. And the Lord gave each of us a measure of talent. And tonight I want to remind you that the talents don't have to be talents of being able to play an instrument or a talent to run or a talent to speak. The Lord has given you talents of knowledge. Each of us, He's given us talents of knowledge. And no, He doesn't expect the same thing from everybody. He didn't expect Same thing from everybody that gave, what did he give? Somebody one talent, right? One and two and five, I think. Well, he didn't give them all the same, and he didn't expect the same from all of them. But when he came back, there was an expectation that those talents had been put to use. And that there was some greater benefit that came about than just the one, the two, and the five. And the Lord has given us, many of us that are here tonight, He's given us talents of knowledge of the gospel. A powerful gospel. A gospel that has the power to change lives. And He wants us to look out on the fields and recognize that there are souls in desperate need of the power of the gospel. And it's knowledge that you have. And it's the vessel that you are. And the Lord says, will you come? Will you be willing to take the knowledge of the gospel that I've given to you? Will you give me your willingness and your obedience? Would you be willing to leave the results to me? Are you willing to lay your all on the altar and lift your eyes up from all of the reasons, all the excuses, all the reasons why it would be more convenient to more fully yield yourselves as instruments to God at another time? Will you be willing to come and say, Lord, just as I am, I give myself to you. Lord, I'm going to submit it. I'm going to have faith in you. God wants us to do that tonight. Where are we? Are we lifting up our eyes? Are we looking away from ourselves and our self-interest? Do you know that we can come to church on Sundays, and we should? We can come on Wednesday nights, and we should. We can come to camp meeting, but you know, sometimes we can become too comfortable in our space and begin to decide that where we are and kind of, you know, we've got some spiritual things in our lives and we do some things differently than the world and we have our little work that we're doing. And sometimes the Lord is just, He's saying to us, lift up your eyes from where you are today. I have something better for you. And there's a need out there of people that need the hope of the gospel that you have and in the way that you can bring it. You know, sometimes the people that have the greatest effect are some of the weakest people that step forward and say, here's what I have. I'm willing. And it's God that gives. He's the one that brings forth the abundance, the increase, isn't He? It's not us. Where are we today? Where are your eyes? What are you looking on? Where is your focus? Are you in the place where you're saying, well, there's still 4 months. There's still time. Still have time to, you know, draw closer to the Lord. And I know there's a lot of needs out there, but, you know, it's just not a good time for me right now. And as I grow, well, I'll do more. Listen, the Lord wants us to be faithful at our post of duty. He wants you to be a willing and obedient servant of the Lord. Can you say that you are? I want to pause here for a second. I am so eternally grateful for those that have gone before me and were willing to lift up their eyes and offer what they had in their weakness, in their faults, in their youth, in their middle age, in their older years, and they were faithful to give what they had because it made all the difference in my life. I'm eternally thankful for my parents who taught me from a young age and lived consistent lives. I'm thankful for the ministers and the teachers that went before me and were faithful when they didn't feel like it. Do you think ministers always feel like it? You know, Sunday comes around every 7 days, whether you feel like it or not. And there's an expectation that you get up and all eyes turn on you, and sitting there isn't an option a lot of the time. And I am so thankful for the ones, when they didn't feel like it, they got up anyway. And they were a rock for me. And they made a difference in my life. The teachers, the mothers of Israel that were always there, lifting up their eyes above their own needs and looking out and recognizing that there was a cause greater than themselves. Young people and young married that have children, make it your cause to teach your children. It's never too early. Middle age, my age, it's our turn to be strong. It's our turn to be willing to lead. It's our turn to step out and be dependable servants of the Lord. People did it for us. Lift up your eyes. You don't know the difference it might make and will make in the lives that are coming behind you. We don't realize so often the influence that people have on our lives. But they do. People say, well, I don't have much influence. I mean, it's just me. Yes, it's just you, and you have a lot of influence. And God touches the actions that you take for Him, and He multiplies them beyond your understanding. Are you willing to be a vessel? Older ones that are here tonight, thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being there Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Thank you for making a difference in my life and by extension the lives of my children. Thank you for going when you didn't feel like it and you don't feel like it and you get up anyway. We need you. Older ones, we need you. It's a difficult world to live in today. Raising children in a world today is different than it was when you grew up. And we need your encouragement. And we need you to lean on. And we need your reassurance. And we need your support. And I want to tell you something else. We need you to continue to have faith in us. We need each other. And to all of us tonight, God is calling all of us with a very special call. I want to read that verse. We read it earlier this evening in the 6th chapter of Isaiah. And the 8th verse, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I. Here am I, send me. Are you willing tonight to do that? For yourself? For the Lord? For those that are coming after you? Is that your testimony tonight? If it's not, can it be? Will it be? Will you let it be? I was so moved several years ago when I saw a picture of the Lord. It had the Lord Jesus depicted on his knees all by himself in a field of wheat that was ripe and ready to harvest. And he had his hands lifted up to his Father and he said, Father, the fields, they're ripe and they're wet, ready to harvest. But where are the laborers? And it moved my heart. I want to be a laborer. I am human. I came from dust. Oftentimes I feel like dust, and I'm going to return to dust. And you know what? The Lord knows that. And He knows I'm human. And He knows I have need. And He knows I make mistakes. But He also knows that I get up and I want to keep going forward. Might not look real pretty all the time, but I want Him to know I want to be a dependable servant of the Lord, and I want you to be able to see it by my actions. Are you willing? Are you willing to be called in that number? Are you willing for the Lord to be able to look upon you and recognize that you are going forth with a determination that David did when he faced Goliath, and he said, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause for us tonight? There are those that depend on us. There's a great commission out there. There's a great cause that the Lord is calling us to that has eternal consequences. When David went to face Goliath, he looked around. Well, he was just a boy. He wasn't strong. He could have looked at himself and said, well, I'm just a boy. I'm not even big enough to wear Saul's armor, and he looks like an ant compared to this giant. Who am I? All I have is a few stones. But he looked at the situation, and he looked around, and he looked at Israel and God's people, and he saw that they were missing out on victories in their life because of this giant. And he looked around at all that, and he said, is not there a cause? There was a cause that was greater than he was. And he recognized that there was a power that was greater than he was. There was a power that would go before him, and all he needed to do was step forward and say, Lord, here am I, your servant. I will go before you. The Lord went before David, and David went before all the rest of them as a leader and as an example. Is there a cause for us today? Absolutely, there's a cause. It's a cause that is just as strong today as it's ever been. And God is calling you to step up, to lift your eyes up off of yourself and on your self-interest, to lift your eyes up of the intoxication of all the things that you want in this world, and have your eyes open to a broader vision. Oh, I will just say tonight, I feel there is such a need, because you look out and it seems like there are far too many people who are drawing back, and they're not being responsible. They're afraid to take the responsibility on for any number of reasons. People that are delaying and deferring action, saying, well, there's still 4 months. There's still time. It's not quite my time yet. And all the while, the windows of opportunity pass your way. I'm preaching to the young people, to the middle-aged people, and the older people. Our race is not won until we cross the finish line. The Lord wants us to have a vision of this cause and this great commission that is greater than we are, all the way to the end. I don't want to be in the place of the people that the Lord spoke of when He said in Revelation, speaking to the churches, He said, I know thy works. He didn't ask him and say, what are your works? Have you ever thought about that? He didn't sit down and say, well, let's have a little discussion. Well, let's talk about it. I'm not quite sure where you are. Let's find out kind of where you are and help me understand if you're... He's God. There was no discussion about it. Saints, there will be no discussion about it either on that great day. For you or those that are depending on you. There isn't going to be a discussion about your works and a debate about where kind of you stand. All He simply said was, I know thy works. That's all. I know thy works. And you weren't hot and you weren't cold. you didn't have something that was hot and soothing and maybe had some healing virtue about it. You weren't cold. You didn't have something to offer that was invigorating and refreshing. You were lukewarm. I know your works. You were just lukewarm. You were intoxicated with your own agenda. Maybe your own spiritual agenda. Yeah? And I know your works. And you're lukewarm. And because of that, I'm going to spew you out. I don't want to be named in that number. He went on and what did he tell him? He said, and because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and know ye not that ye are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked? Why? Because they had not lifted their eyes up and looked away from what they were so taken with. Young people, middle-aged, old folks, it's not time. Not time to look down. And so he said, I counsel thee to buy some gold tried in fire. Gold takes some refining. It's not always pleasant. I counsel thee to buy. Now there's something else. Buy. You've got to give something up to have some gold. You've got to buy it. And if you're going to get gold, there's some refining that took place before it turned into gold. But he said, I counsel thee to buy some gold. And he went on and he said, and to have your eyes anointed with eye salve. Will you let him? I thought of those miracles before when the Lord came and to the blind and he said, what would you that I do? And one of the men is like, well, I mean, if I can give you any answer that I want, if you just want to know what it is I want you to do, I mean, there's any number of things I think you might be able to do or could do, but today is my day because the Master came my way and he said, what is it that you want? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And the Lord touched him. Because he asked for it. And he received his sight. That is what I want my prayer to be to the Lord. When he says, Rod, what do you want from me? Lord, that I may receive my spiritual sight. That I can recognize my own need. That I can recognize the need in others. Lord, help me to see as you want me to see. That I might live like you want me to live. He'll honor it. You'll see things differently than you've seen before. Oh, so many people say, well, I don't see it like that. I know it's taught like that, but I don't see it that way. And you can explain it to them and read scriptures and to the point where when you get done, you looked up and you just have this expectation that you've just proved it. And they look at you and say, I just don't see it that way. They don't want to see it that way. And furthermore, they don't see it that way. May God help us to see. Lord, that I might receive my sight. You ask the Lord for that, you'll see things differently. You'll make different decisions because you will see the outcome that you didn't used to see. You'll recognize the effect that you could have in somebody's life that if you continue going the way that you are, they'll never have that positive effect. But unless you have your eyes anointed with the eye salve of the Holy Spirit, you won't see it. Are you willing? Are you willing to come? Are you willing to open yourself up to the Lord and say, Lord, here am I. I want to arise like Joshua arose when it was his turn to arise. And all of us that are here today, for however many thousands of years this world has been in existence, this is our turn. The Lord came to Joshua and he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. He's gone now. Your turn now. Arise. I have much land for you. And he wanted Joshua to arise and go and follow his word and not go to the right and not go to the left, but follow just exactly according to the word of the Lord. Have his eyes open to what he wanted and have a vision of the land that he had to give to them. Not just to Joshua, but the people Joshua would lead by the power of the Lord. And the Lord is speaking to you tonight. Not just to me. Not just to brother and sister so-and-so. Every person that is in here, the Lord has a special place for you. And he's saying, arise. Lord, but I'm weak. I've erred. I've made mistakes. But are you willing? Are you obedient? Will you go for me? Are you willing to turn yourself into my hands? Yes, Lord. I want to go and I want to be like Joshua. I want to be faithful to those that are around me. Those that are going to come behind me that I don't even know yet. Are you willing tonight? Are you willing to go? Matthew 9 and 37 says, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Today, look on the fields and go with courage. Be willing to be counted. You willing to be counted? You want to hang in the back, kind of see how things play out. Things are playing out quickly. Where are you going to be? Are you willing to stand up and be counted? You remember when Moses came down from the mountain and all that foolishness went on with Aaron and the idol, and he drew a line, basically. And he said, everyone that is on God's side, come over here. And there was a separation that had to be made. There's a separation that we have to make a decision about. And hanging in the background and kind of straddling the fence doesn't really work. When you do that, you're making a decision. You've decided where you want to be. You decided to have one leg on the side of self in the world and one leg kind of out of place. Are you willing to be counted? Are you willing to be done with the hanging out in the shallow waters? Are you willing to go out into the deep, trust the Lord and His strength? There's a song that we sing, maybe we could sing it tonight. It says, my blessed Lord, I will be thine. Well, the question is, when? The answer is now. I will be thine. Is there not a cause? Yes, there's a cause. May God help all of us tonight to be willing to rise up, go our separate places with a prayer from the heart where we say, here am I, Lord, send me. Amen.